You are listening to Alex Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
I've been working on one project since February 7th, 1993, and it's June 1st, 1995. So this piece is entitled Number 111, and it's all the words and sounds and sentences that I've heard that end in the sounds ah, r, air, ear, or, eh, oz, oz, and uh. The idea is that I'm collecting sounds, and I'm collecting a book of sounds, and I'm trying to collect them without judgment, and select the words based more on sound than actual content. And I said I'd finish this when it gets to 600 pages. And right now, there's a... it's huge! There's 543, so I should be winding this up within a month or two of collecting sounds. And the sounds are selected, and then they're counted alphabetically and syllabically, and they're broken into chapters, and each chapter, the number corresponds to the number of syllables in the chapter. So chapter one is all one-syllable words, A to Z, using those sounds. Chapter two is all two-syllable words, A to Z, using those sounds. And that one gets a little bit longer. That's about 13 pages, and so on and so forth. And I think this goes up to something like over 1,000 syllables. And so at the end it gets very content-oriented, but it's not about what it says. It's more about how it sounds. Well, sort of, not really. So this is the first chapter and what it sounds like. Ah, ah, ar, az, air, ar, I, ar, 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 zo, wa, ar, ba, bear, ba, bear, ba, ba, bear, ba, bear, ba, beer, burr, blah, blur, blah, blee, blee, blur, 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 blah, blah, bra, brr, brr, quarka, ka, cork, cheer, cork, cha, cheer, chore, cheer, 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 cork, cheer, claw, clear, clear, cork, core, 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 craw, craw, cur, 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 da, door, dare, dar, dare, dear, dire, dear, door, 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 draw, draw, duh, dire, dire, or, ear, 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 fa, fear, fa, 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 fear, fa, fear, 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 four, five, fear, flee, flee, floor, four, 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 Ford, 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 Hor, hor, how, wow, how, 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 wow, how, wow, 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 ma me mo 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 The second chapter just proceeds, and I won't go through the whole thing, but the second chapter, I'll read the first page, proceeds. Awa, adora, pira, para, rear, aware, la, aba, horda, borda, corda, kara, da, ada, ada, itna, for, fire, fira, ha, ha, kara, ha. Ain't the air, blah, bear, fair, all ears, all your Allah, Allah, Ayah, Alpha, Alma, Amber, Amphor, Amphor, and so on. That's two syllables. And the third chapter continues along in the same vein, but language begins to enter. A is for a few hours, a keeper, a kipper, a layer, a liar, a lotta, a nice pair, a real bore, a sow la, too fair. A and R, abattoir, abelard, abscissa, acator, acura, acusha, a clute fear. Aia, a flutter, africare, afrohair, agatha, ahimsa, aida, air fowler, air blotter, and so on and so forth. And it goes on to the very back. This is from 316, the 316 syllable chapter. I confess, I was the person who started the great bra wars. In some dusty corner, the Gossard Wonder Bra. The plot thickened when the Sarah, Battle of the Bras by Armored Cars, anyway, I'm over. The joke for someone who's supposed to be big on bras. I've had two children since my first encounter, no matter, I don't care, small breasts are chicer, and anyway, visible nipples are not quite on for a mother. I was okay in the winter, what I'm after, I think, is a bra, a comic strip bra, they tell us that women are. They tell us that women are getting smaller, and, dear reader, I have no one to blame but myself, but everywhere is far. As far as the eye can see there, as far as the eye can see there are, as far as the eye can see there are underwires, no more. There are women who still suffer for a non-underwired bra. Beware, beware of the words contour, creepy, polyester. It's a Stepford Wife bra. If you wore one, you would have to have a frilly apron and a Hoover. My hopes began to lift when I came across the Playtex Thank Goodness It Fits bra. Nearly A, perfectly A, and nearly B sizes, fitted on an A, rather despair. Even flatter or nasty truth 20 years younger. What's more, what will I wear? Underwear draws that we never wear. Quite a lot to achieve in one little wisp of a bra. The last piece I read, the bra piece, It ends in the sound ah, which is one of my sounds, and it starts somewhere, and it's 316 syllables, so that's why it's there. I used to just care so much about sound, and now as I go on toward the back of this book, it's getting extremely content-oriented. And I'm fascinated by the idea of writing or finding a page of content and selecting it for its sound and not really selecting it for its content. There's a lot of stuff in this book that I don't really agree with. You know, it's not my mind, mostly, because my mind is really, you know, tiny. And if I could tap into a bigger mind, a universal mind, and take things and accept things that are not to my taste, and that I disagree with politically or morally, and accept them because it's based in sound, it'll help me to accept, you know, the world and other views other than my own. Of course, my ideas are Cageian, but there was an ethical side to Cage that he couldn't accept anything into his work that he didn't agree with. And yet he made a claim that his work accepted everything, and it was a really an embracing thing. But it stopped, you know, there was moral parameters on it. And he would often talk about good and evil being different sides of the same coin. But I never really saw that in his work, you know, him accepting things that he didn't accept everything. He claimed to accept, didn't he? You know, he really wanted to accept all those sounds, but they couldn't, you know? And I'm trying to push that. Like, well, what if there's all sorts of things in here that I don't agree with? For the first year and a half writing this piece, my main source was, you know, my own mind, really, and the radio and the TV and newspapers and print media and magazines conversations on the phone with people. I'd be jotting down things people would say. And then, for the past 6 or 8 months, it's become the internet, and there's just such great stuff out there. You know, it's really, really rich, and the internet is like, it's the kind of World Wide Web that Cage or McLuhan was talking about, and Cage would talk about there's no center. And we're just a web of interconnectedness, each point being its own center, which is what the World Wide Web has become. But you have to realize that in that web, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you don't really care for. But you have to accept it as part of a virtual community. It is reflective in some way of a global consciousness. And, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to censor it. You're going to screen it. You're going to... you know, you're going to stumble across things that you don't agree with and things that you don't like. And I'd rather accept these things than fight it. I'd rather really go with it and accept it as all of an expression of a great universal mind, whether it's profound or it's all reducing language to formalism, which helps me see everything in a more unified manner in the world. It's beyond taste. This is what Jackson, McClough, and Cage, and all these guys were trying to get beyond, but I think they never got beyond their own taste. And they opened up the doors for all of us, but I kind of think we can do a little bit bigger than that.
You are listening to Alex Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
There are certain things about the master that we may never know. It's unlikely that anyone will ever figure out what made him tick. The pieces displayed in the room we are currently in are fairly representative of the master's work when he was still experimenting with substance. During this period, he was producing the first of what are now his acknowledged masterpieces. He created these marvels while exploring the potential of bioengineering as an artistic medium. This unprecedented style is now known as genetic expressionism, a term the master viewed with disdain. I'm sure all of you recognized Torture Guard number 317 the moment we entered. This famous skeletal sculpture appears as though it might have been fashioned from melting pearls. Please note that although it's entirely white, The play of light on its surface implies colors that don't even exist in the spectrum as it is currently defined. It's the remains of a colt, though this would be difficult to discern from the shape and exaggerated size of the bones. Witnesses agree that the skin had the color and texture of rose. One Japanese collector is rumored to have a living masterpiece from this phase of the master's work, but this is unfounded speculation. Our records clearly indicate that none of the pieces from this period were born alive. In case three, as you've probably already noted, there is a letter to the master from a famous actress of his time, Ambrosia Cherry. Miss Cherry was renowned for her vigorous and inspirational portrayals of ingenues in such populous fare as Hot Tubs and Hot Twats and Silicone Satisfiers. Though her flamboyant signature is easy enough to make out, the gnarled handwriting in which the bulk of the text is scrawled is somewhat difficult to decipher. The gist of the message is this. The actress arrived home one day in a troubled mood, thought of the master, and the thought made her happy. Personally, I don't care for such ostentatious displays of emotion, but simplicity has always been a luxury.
In the hazy lamp on the landing, the wind saw all cherry pass, like an ashtray mold carrying something that was like a regular. You looked rather like one of our sanitation trucks, I told her when we wanted to send it. Outside of the answer, however, we had little to talk about. I felt as though I was lost forever with a package in my
hand. If you step to the window, you'll see a helicopter landing in the front yard. Its blades are spinning light and shadow into gigantic circular patterns on the ground. The squad climbing out is a team of ghost riders. I have no idea why they're dressed in desert camouflage fatigues. I'm afraid the buildings and grounds crew that toiled endless hours to keep the terrain here in the compound a little too verdant is likely to take offense. Between the buildings, there are open slits of sky. A ray of the westering sun through the window makes the dust dance. Even in the shadow of a man off to one side on the wall. He has fallen unshaven asleep and appears to himself headless in a dream. These ghostwriters are experts in imitating the master's writing style and all its nuances and mannerisms. They're ready and waiting to step in and plug in the gaps, polish and complete the half-written text so that no reader can distinguish the parts written by one hand from those by another. The master was an inveterate diarist, and at times the immense dimensions of his thought made his observations seem fragmented or needlessly enigmatic. Perhaps someday, we will be able to pass from the Cyrillic alphabet in a mirror to that other language which appears on the limits of perception. A panicked, fallen bird, desperate to escape, flapping against the net, giving its shape to the mesh. Until then, I'm sure you can appreciate the importance of the ghostwriter's mission. If you lean through the window and look to the left, you'll see a blue door. Its key is hanging on a wrought iron hook beside it on the adobe wall. To continue the tour, you must unlock that door, push it open, and step through. Only one person at a time may enter, so please remember to hand the key to the next person in line before you close the door behind you. This passing on of the key is a tradition established by the master himself. I'm sure I need say no more. In sign language, the chimpanzee Washo learned 160 signs. The gorilla Coco, possibly as many as 600.
Once you have stepped through the door, you will be able to find yourself in a courtyard.
Here, the dead are no longer a dark and terrible presence, passing like a whirlwind through village streets. The dead often spoke to the master in his courtyard, describing their suffering and giving him messages for their loved ones on earth. But because of the distance, he couldn't always hear the voices clearly. Inevitably, some of the messages got garbled during transmission. For example, one message was, if you've come here to listen, please remember that hats on this occasion are more important than their wearers.
You came here to listen, but you are no longer listening to anything. You've disappeared, flattened in a corner, clinging to yourself. Are you trying to demonstrate that the living have a wordless language that can't be written, that can only be lived second by second, that can't be recorded or recalled? During the night, when you were asleep, your sentence was pronounced. This is why your eyes are shining. The wind is the defender of exits. It ached during the first days, those days without structures, days finished with questions as we waited for the quiet again. Our movements were muted then, tiptoeing everywhere, desperately trying to stay ahead of the hunters. Sometimes we were too exhausted to learn or even be curious, lingering long hours in empty corridors, calling softly, sitting, waiting, wanting, quickly eating half-cooked things, hiding from human eyes. The city at night looked like rows of broken teeth. In each shadow, there was a shadow locked in embrace. In the distance, points of fire were spotted about. Now and then a blaze would flare, revealing clearly another part of the skyline, as prominent as a foreigner's nose. In the shadow of an azalea, a t-shirt with horizontal stripes detached itself from one body for another. A cough suddenly in the darkness, a long cough, a painful cough, dragging a tangled, muddy tail. The poor grow naked. The rich grow wild. With no judgment but as fact, we learn the difference between beautiful and ugly. But everything changed too fast. We didn't know it, but we sensed it sniffing like some strange animal. Now the sun shines upon these lovingly maintained lawns. Somewhere it shines on assorted objects, faces, bolts of cloth, hand-woven reed baskets, and a host of other necessities and frivolities. We don't need to see anything else. We've already seen too much. The sleeping man's beard grew longer by the hour as he slept beside his shadow on the wall. It grew until it extended out the window into the earth below. At this point, he woke and saw that his life's work was completed. Freedom is difficult. It causes countless difficulties. He yawned, rubbed the sleep from his eyes, and vanished.
You are listening to Alex Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
Ready, set, and begin.
You are listening to Augex Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.